everybody. Yeah. So we're sitting here with the legendary Alan Griffith, who we have talked about in the past. Yes, because completely scuppered.
Oh, of course, yes, of course.
Yeah, yes, he's in the shanty band. But Alan is a bit of a ledge. Now, if you look at this face and you've ever been to Jack in the Green, check this face out, because there'll be a photograph above, which will be... we might get a few, actually. We'll get a few photographs of you in your garb.
There's more than one.
You're one of the most photographed men. So you do the shanties. When do you do the shanties?
Every Thursday, Jenny Lind.
Thursday at the Jenny?
Yeah.
I've never seen your face not green, actually.
Sorry,
not... I've never seen your face not green until today. First reveal for me.
Yeah, no, it's just... I think it's because I'm a doer rather than saying I got involved with Jack in the Green, rather than go, oh, isn't that lovely? It's get involved, which is why Bonfire, Pirate Day, Jack in the Green, Wild Man, and there's probably others that I can't remember at the moment.
You've got one of the best dressing up boxes, I would imagine, haven't you?
We've got a whole room.
Yeah. See? Now, I'll just say, just while he's here, the lovely Rakesh Solanki, my lovely, yes, gets upset. I have to point this out, that we've got a shed full of boxes and boxes and boxes of dressing up clothes, because as soon as I came here, it seemed to be what you did. What you do, isn't it? You've got to make sure you've got the right kit.
You need green stuff, you need pirate stuff.
Yes, which is very different. Firework stuff.
None of it crosses over.
No, mine are all in separate boxes.
Yeah.
Umbrellas.
I'm not that organised. They're all hanging from the picture rail in the
throne
room. And all over the bed in there.
I aspire to have a whole room, Mr. Solanki. Just saying.
You've been trashed already.
So, Alan, I've just found out that you didn't come down here till the 90s.
No one.
That is a shock. That is a real shock.
I don't know why. I've just blended in. And there's a lot of people under the misapprehension that I was born here. I wasn't. I came here once in 1967.
Oh, wow.
Spent the day on the beach with me mum and my sister. I think my dad was driving for Home Counties Dairies.
Really?
Yeah, and he'd given us a lift down there, dropped us off. He went and finished his day's work and picked us up again. And I didn't get back here for nearly 40 years.
Yay.
Never. I think it's geographical, really, that with Surrey being up there and Hastings, it's quite a trek.
It is a trek.
Yeah, especially with before the motorways and everything.
Yeah.
So, when I did get here, I just put it on like a comfortable overcoat. I like this. It's
what a lovely description.
Yeah, it is
lovely.
Yeah.
Well, I'd ended up in Horsham as I was moving south.
Mm.
As they say, you know, it's Tory heartland.
Yes.
They would wheel the MP out of the cupboard. Everyone would vote for him. They put him back in again.
And
looking back on it, it really wasn't me.
No.
You know, the more relaxed attitude of Hastings and seemed to be able to do whatever I liked down there.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Sure. Well, as long as you don't upset anyone, and you'd be
on
the
other side.
You'd be hard pushed to really upset anybody, really, because we're such a mixed old bunch down here.
It is, yes. It's I was told when I first got down, because first of all, we lived out at Westfield on the vineyard out there.
Nice.
And then moved into the old town, and I was told, don't get involved.
Really?
And what they mean is, don't get involved with all the silliness that goes on. So I didn't, and I'm still like that. That there's a lot of people know me, probably more people know me than I still see people that say hello, and I've no idea who they are. But that's come through running the pub and other things.
Because you had the stag.
Yeah, I took that on in 2009.
Yeah.
But previous to that, I'd worked at the Jenny Lind. And I ended up running that when it got sold, and they were having all these sort of interim managers there, and I had a licence, and one of the customers just to me said, Alan, can you sort this out? And I said, can I run it? And they went, yeah. All I did was put it back to how it had been when Alan and Jackie had run it, and it all just came back again. Then Casey came along. He took it on in April the 1st, 2009, that's right.
Okay.
And there'd been, and I left in the February. I knew, in fact, I introduced Casey, he came and stayed there with his partner. And I sort of sold him the idea of the jelly. So I went on and took on the stag. And what was lovely, that was the, Casey couldn't stand taxidermy.
Oh,
and there was a taxidermy stag. And he and the then area manager Mike, they're probably up in the stag one day with his stag's head. I said, what's that for? I said, that's for you. Thank you for what you did.
Oh wow.
Yay! Trouble was there was nowhere in the stag you could put it up high enough.
Oh wow.
So it in the end it sat there, the bar's there, just to there. There's a little bench. And the stag was on the wall there.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you were sat there, sitting there, and your stag stood there, someone there, he got decorated at Christmas and whatever, his hats and everything.
He's in every photograph.
Sorry?
He's in every photograph.
Just about, yeah. Yeah, he's now hanging on our living room wall.
Oh, wow.
Because, that's mine.
Oh.
And, when I took the stag on with my then partner, it had been run into the ground.
Right.
A lot of the gentle people that went in there were really horrified at what had happened to their pub. So we did went in there, cleaned it up, and it did take some cleaning, and put it back as it should be.
Nice.
Even I had photographs from 1950s, I believe, or early 60s. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was quite a portly gentleman, but always in the suit and the tie and whatever, plus a fag in his hand or on the ashtray on the bar.
Yeah.
And the cats were then hanging on the corner.
Oh, right.
And they were eventually moved, and they're not mummified, they're dried, smoke-dried, and you can't, we tried to get them sorted at Brighton University, and they said, no, they've been stuck up a chimney for how long. And they were eventually moved because the customers were complaining bits were falling off into their beer.
Yeah,
and it was another guy, Mike, can't remember his name now, still in the town. He had them put in the box.
That's where they
are on the wall.
Yeah, sure.
And they're actually on the wall there, so when all the students come round and they want to look in, they can see them. That's quite a bit.
And not touch them.
So, took it on. These folk night had been going 35 years, probably by then. The bluegrass was going strong.
Still going.
That was on a Wednesday, I think still is on a Wednesday. Mm. And it was a focal point for Jack in the Green because of the pub, what it was. And it's also where they originally were holding their committee meetings.
What a beautiful segue. It's not professional.
It was in the back bar. I used to go in there and... that was right, and they used to keep the locals wouldn't have the fruit machine in the front bar, so they relegated it to the back bar. Then they insisted that the sound was turned off.
Wow, that is quite radical for any pub.
There was a hardcore of drinkers in there.
Yeah.
Mike Bilson, that was it.
Yeah.
Suddenly we, because of mine and my wife Star's involvement with Jack in the Green, we attracted the Morris dancers were in there, as I say, the folkies and whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the first, I took it on the February, and I think it must have been the first Jack in the Green. There were three music sessions going on in the pub at the same time.
Wow, and really?
You wouldn't know.
No.
Because there were so many people in there. There was one in the back bar, one over there, and one over there.
Yeah,
you couldn't hear them.
Yeah. No.
That's fascinating.
And it was absolutely rammed. And if it hadn't been a shepherd, there still is a shepherd named House, which hasn't got a big reputation for their beer around here, it would have been even more popular.
Really?
But, wow. And then just when the whole hog and every May Day, the front doors were covered in greenery.
Yeah.
It was like walking into a little green cave. Yeah.
It's just such a legendary thing. So you've been involved with it since you came here?
Not quite. As I say, when I first moved down here, I was living out in Westfield on the vineyard. Mm. I was unemployed. My then wife was unemployed as well. And when the job centre was down on the seafront by the roundabout, I was walking past. She said, "Hey, there's a job here." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Taking scientific book exhibitions around Spain and Portugal." Yeah, right. I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak Portuguese. That's it. No, I'm going right. So I phoned him. That was on the Tuesday. Phoned him up. Went and saw him on the Wednesday. He told me I got the job on the Thursday.
Okay.
Oh, damn, I need my passport near you to drive down to Newport and back on the Friday.
Right.
Leave from Southampton on the Saturday.
Okay, so you've
been
really
what an amazing job.
So, ended up in Santander. Did the exhibition there. Went on to Zaragoza. And then on to Barcelona. And he was going to stay with me for the whole week. And that's right, he didn't like flying, but the trains were on strike. Bunny was his name.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was apparently, I can't remember his surname, but it's what you got called in the Royal Navy, apparently. Sure. And we were driving down towards Valencia, and he just said, "Can you drop me off at the airport?" Yeah, I'll see you in a month.
You're on your own now.
Thanks.
You'd earned your
Yeah, with nothing much more than a Michelin guide, he booked all the hotels up and sort of an itinerary.
Oh my goodness!
And I think the funniest thing for me was got as far as Seville.
Mm.
I could see the university.
Mm.
Could I get there? No.
Oh, okay.
Just round and round. Yeah. So I had a brilliant idea. I stopped a taxi driver and said, "Look, no, la la," in bad Spanish and English. Said, "Yeah, follow me." And he drove me in.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So €10 or whatever it was. Yeah.
So when did you... So obviously you've gone this circuitous route to get into the... Because you're the face of Jack in the Green. It's on the first
week. Well, there was a bit of a follow-on from that, because whilst I was away, my wife had got us involved in a business called Media Analysis with an American company, because ex-wife, she's Swedish, and that was the connection. And so she said, "We've got a job." And I went, "Right, okay." Which, going on a few years later, that had... we had two floors of offices at the top of Wellington Square. There were 13 of us working in the offices, plus 87 foreign analysts, all just about local, which somehow I trained. And anyway, we were working there one, as it happened, the bank holiday in May. Brilliant day like this. There's all this noise because it used to come up through the square. And I said to Ava, I said, "What's all that?" And looked out, and there's all these people there, and just looked at it. He says, "I've sod this. We'll go up into the castle, watch what was going on." And part of what we were doing, we had at the time a state of the art Xerox machine, colour printer, and whatever. And I looked at the programme, which was 50 pence then.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It was awful. I bought one. I said, "That's awful, I can do better than that."
Nice.
No qualifications at all.
No, lovely.
And how do I get involved? No, I come along to the next meeting at the Stag. So I turned up there, said the same thing, and they basically said no one else wanted to do it. So there you go. Wow.
That's fantastic.
So I cobbled together a A4 programme. and getting the advertisements all right, getting the paid for was
that's another thing altogether.
Wasn't easy. Burford's, the printer, they used to be in St Leonard's. Mm. I can't remember the guy's name, but I learned a lot from the guy that would do it. At first, they wouldn't put their name under it.
Mm.
And I did it for 4 years, and by the end, I had got the idea from this in Ath in Belgium.
Is that your phone?
Oh, shush.
This is so, we don't do this for a living.
We didn't.
I'll just turn it off. the Burfords, and in the end, I'd got a. Programme from the Giants Festival in Ath in Belgium. Say, and this was, it's a weird size, but it basically folded out, or if you fold it together, it'd stick in your top pocket.
Fantastic, yeah.
Mm, says I. Mm. So with an A, I think it was an A3, got that together. I'd also got the council involved because they were producing posters which didn't look anything like the programme.
Oh, no, they must be.
I actually got them to pay for the whole lot 1 year.
Nice one.
Yeah. I was having lots of fun sort of
spending other people's money. Yeah.
Yeah. there was one, John Beeching, now dead, bless him, big face, and down the side there were four panels, which was Mad Jackson Morris, Tommy Dell, Daisy Roots, and then there was a guy called Roy Judd, who was a local historian, and he died, so there was a black panel there. Mm. And I got it up. Oh, that's top. That was, by that time, I was running a small restaurant at 53 the High Street called the Swedish Chef.
Oh.
Because Ava's Swedish and she
man.
Was the chef.
She was a very busy person.
Bows and strings.
It was a fish and seafood restaurant.
Fantastic.
So I've got the poster up on the wall there, and Heather Leach, that's Keith Leach,
yeah.
Heather, his wife, she came in, school teacher then, she says, why does it say Diassi Roots? What?
Darn.
I'd misspelt it. The guy at Burford's hadn't picked up on it. And nobody had until Heather came in.
That's your phone again, love.
Excuse me a moment. Sorry. Can I call you back? I'm doing a video at the moment.
It's a busy man.
I thought it was my wife. Right, now
leave
where were
we? Leave those in, though, that's scary.
Yeah, you can edit that bit out. where was I? The Diassi Roots.
Diassi Roots,
And it was a lovely picture of John. He looked very much like me, really long hair. Mm. And instead of his eyeballs, I put two tiny little jacks in there.
Oh, wow.
And out of his pipe, there were three bogeys sort of falling out of his pipe.
Wow, how cool.
And then the next year, I think it might have been the final year, and Kevin Borman, I don't know whether you know this, and I'm very sorry.
Okay.
I put together the poster, and it had just loads and loads of images of people layered in, you know, with all the people to do with it. And being a bit of a devil, and I'm not quite sure if I can still find them, there are two pornographic pictures in there.
Oh, no! That's hilarious! Oh.
One is an act of oral intercourse, and the other is a large green...
Oh, okay! A bit of bleeping now. So
right.
It's fine, we'll bleep them
and
out.
Honestly, they are so well camouflaged.
I wasn't expecting you to say that at all.
poor Kevin paid, and the council paid for the lot. And I'm not sure if he's ever known about this.
No.
And as I say, I'm
now
sorry.
He does.
But it was very funny, and there are still, I've seen a copy of it. Race last year, and I couldn't find it, and I put it together.
That's hilarious.
And that's sort of a bit of bogey humour, if you like.
Yeah.
But anyway, how did I get involved?
Yeah.
I'd done the programme, and I'd gone in there.
Because you were a backroom guy at this point. You were a backroom guy.
I'd never got involved. I'm not a Morris dancer or whatever. And
no.
Keith Leach turned to me and said, what are you doing in May? On the Monday. No idea. It was a bit of bogey then. You're right.
So explain what a bogey is to those who don't know.
Right. Well, it depends who you ask as to what they think we are. Basically, we are the we look after Jack. I think there's about 20 of us now. There might be a few more. Not many have fallen by the wayside. But the Jack is a giant, and it needs a man or woman inside to carry him. Mm. And because of the crown on the head, the balance has to be right. And it's I've carried it, and it's not easy. I wouldn't dare do it now. And so that's what propels the Jack along, and it will just see it will stop, and it will be lifted up, and whoever's in it will go out the front, someone will go in the back. We are fairly, funny enough, we don't really associate with each other much outside Jack. We know who each other are, but it's not like we're a great big green bunch that goes around. there's... Some of us are in our 60s, 70s. There are some younger ones that have been brought in, who rather nicely, some of them are sons of existing bogies.
That's lovely.
So it keeps the tradition going.
Sure.
And we protect the Jack, which is why if you're a photographer that's trying to get in the way, you will be unceremoniously bundled out, usually with a lot of bad language. It's not about you. It's about...
No, because I've actually tried to get close to, and the fierce face that you have given me several times, and Paddy, it's like, what did I do? I just wanted, and you go, no, because he's sacrosanct.
Get out. If you want to leave, you wait to the end.
You wait.
Even the fact when people have snatched the leaves off it, they've suddenly found that the leaves have been snatched back off them again.
That's how absolutely sacred Jack is.
We protect him till we go up, and then of course we rip the poor thing to shreds at the end. That reminds me, when was it? I think it was 2012, and he was the then town crier. It was something to do with a Scottish pipe band.
Okay.
Who, there was something going on between, I think his name was John and Keith Leach, I don't know. Mm. And Keith said to him, by all means, go ahead of the procession, warm up the streets. You're all right, off they went. Mm. Jack's come steaming up All Saints, and his band is still in the middle of the road.
Oh no.
Outside the Jack.
Oh.
Outside the stag.
Oh.
The Jack didn't stop.
Oh no, because it can't really, can it?
Yes, it can.
Oh.
We just went straight through.
Didn't want to.
It's not about you guys.
No,
it's our day.
Yes.
And all the complaints and whatever. Oh, we come out. Well, this shouldn't have been in the way. It's not your procession. Mm. And it was. There was a little blue placard I'd made and since gone and I put up in the stand about the Battle of All Saints. And again, it was don't get in our way.
No,
it's not about you.
No.
You've no business to be there.
Sure.
And there is quite a lot of beer involved, which...
There is. There's tankards. You can see them attached to clothing, don't they?
Yeah. And I mean, my wife's star and there's about five other ladies are our beer fairies.
Sure.
There's... some of them, no, you're not, you're just keeping us going. And they will go on ahead with these big horns. Yeah. Usually they're filled up with beer and then they're brought back to us and we just keep supping on those until we get up.
Because it's thirsty work.
Yes, it is,
No matter what the weather.
I love that. It's a long procession, though, for anybody, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, we do stop at outside St Clement's, or that bit. And it is rather nice to go up Croft Road, but it's a sod.
It is a sod, because it's like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's hard enough just walking up there anyway.
Yes.
But if you've been banging a drum and possibly drinking more than one chew, it's even worse.
Yeah. You're just gagging for the West Hill, by
Thank God we've got to the West Hill.
A level.
So we guide the Jack around.
Sure.
And there's... some of them meet up very, very early in the morning and watch the sun get up and whatever. Yeah. And I.
Oh, that's the ladies' parlour, the dance, isn't it?
No, no. This is on the Monday.
Oh right. Okay.
Yeah. The ladies' parlour. That's.
It's on May Day itself. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Which can also be on the first. Yeah. It could be on the Monday, but yeah. It's not necessarily.
Yeah.
They sort of meet up for breakfast. I used to do it for them at the Stag. Nowadays, I feel I don't need to do that, so no. I'll wander down to the fishing.
You're a guest
gym.
Now. Yeah, a host. Yeah, I know that. Sure.
There's plenty of young'uns that can do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Been there, done it. I'm not doing it now.
Yeah, nice one.
And then when we get the jack up, up there, and you see everybody comes in.
Sure.
And again, we will sit and protect him. There's a barrier around it until we're ready to do it. And again, you won't get any leaves, you won't get anything, don't touch.
There's a massive drum session, isn't there?
So there's
the drumming, just that's where that bit gets so intense.
Right at the end, right some years it really, really works.
Mm.
I don't know, some sort of energy gets built up
and
everyone picks up onto it. And another year it's a bit flat.
Yeah.
And that can be for the whole procession. Yeah. It's like last year, I didn't stay for the end, it was so wet.
It was wet.
I just realised that my tatters were falling apart because the glue was for no sewing. And then the paint was coming off my drum and I just stuff it.
Mm,
and I wasn't in the right frame of mind for it, I went home early. Shit, that's not going to happen this year, through. But yes, it is hard work. It's also enormous fun.
It is, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best.
And to say, we won't let anybody film us in the museum.
Mm.
You know, you've got to retain some sort of secrecy.
Absolutely.
For it. And at one time, we used to be able to bring the jack down from where he was put. He was dressed, and there'd be nobody about.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Now, at 9 o'clock, there's more and more and more and more people.
Yeah, yeah. So do you always prep it up at the museum? Is that is that where the preparation is, at the museum? Or?
Can't say.
Oh.
Can't say, won't say.
And remember how many museums we have in the town.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it does help that Stephen now is a bogey, manages the museum. So but we try and keep some sort of secrecy to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So why we know there's cameras and whatever's around,
you're
not coming in there.
No.
And we have forcibly pushed photographers out of the doorway.
Mm, yeah.
As I say, not politely.
No.
They've just got to know. Mm. And yet really, we're all, as you mentioned, Paddy,
yeah.
Oh, he's a big ferocious horror. No, he's not.
He's soft hands, though.
Exactly. And I think all of us are, actually. We're not.
But you take it seriously, your role, though, don't you?
And that's important. It's a traditional. All right, it's a revived tradition.
Mm.
And the bogies, actually, are not part of the traditional jack.
Mm.
They were something that came in, again, in Ath. With the giants are, they have green men, but their costumes are sewn together of ivy leaves.
Oh.
You know, little conical caps or whatever. So there's a connection.
Yeah.
But the Bristol Jack has bogies.
Oh.
And that's a direct spin-off from Hastings.
Yeah.
I believe there are one or two others that are sort of adopted it. Mm-hmm. And you also see there's more and more people actually starting to dress like we do.
Yeah.
But they don't have the badges.
They don't. They don't.
If you check out all the bogies somewhere on them, there's a small badge somewhere like this.
Sure.
But I mean, we know who everybody else is.
Exactly.
I think it's quite funny that people say, oh, I don't know who's who. Well, we do.
Yeah. You don't need to, you're just a visitor.
Yeah. Yeah. You could actually have a photograph of all of us and cut the heads off and then go, oh, well, that's mole, that's so and so, that's so and so, just by what they were.
You know,
It's certainly changed since I've been doing it So I've been doing it 30 years. Mm. And it's got much bigger, which brings its more success, which brings its own problems. Mm. And I think some of the mystery has been lost a little bit because you can't keep too much of it secret for too long and whatever. But there's a guy, Niall, I'm meeting him tomorrow, who wants to put a camera in with the sort of the bogies in some. He's been filming in Japan and trying to find some sort of connection between the Shinto ceremonies in Japan and Jack in the Green. And I'm not sure if he quite knows what he's letting himself in for, but I mean, because we've got a digital camera on my shoulder, he's going to be drowned out by a drum for most of the time, probably a lot of bad language, and possibly beer.
Beer, it'll be beard, it will be greenery, it'll be covered in ivy, everything else that you face paint.
I'll sort this out with him tomorrow. But again, we're very protective about what he's going to do with it. Yes. I got the feeling because of this Shinto thing, he's probably all right.
Yeah.
Let's hope he's respectful.
What it is. It's a tradition. That's why we do it. That's why we want to keep it going. That's why we're getting the youngsters involved.
Yeah.
And hopefully they will eventually take it on. Because there's going to be a time where we're just going to say, nah, we'll see you up there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. My current wife. I know it sounds awkward, but we're both on our third marriage.
Sure.
You're right. Mm. So I was born in Hastings. She left Hastings. She's quite a bit younger than me. She left Hastings and went to London about the same time I got here.
Oh, right.
We met saw each other the first Jack in the Green that we happened to be there. She was married at the time. I was with somebody, and they were just keeping us apart. I could never sort of. This woman I'd seen around, and
scared one another.
Yeah. And then 2011, my partner at the stag, a massive fallout, and she basically left me in the lurch on Jack in the Green.
Oh, wow.
Disappeared.
What a day.
So it was a case where. See, you don't bother. And at the same time, Star was having loads and loads of problems with her marriage. And she was staying at the stag with her then husband. And we spent most of the weekend together. And then a couple of months later, she'd filed for divorce and moved down.
A whole new chapter is born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've been married 10 years.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's as I say, she's been doing Jack in the Green longer than I have. Mm. I think she was part of Daisy Roots Morris, who I think they split up into Ujaka Piffy and Hannah's Cat, and Ujaka Piffy had gone there. Yeah. So it's Hannah's Cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'd hope she could have been here today, because she's got an insight from being from before me. But she's had two open heart surgeries, and
that's a lot.
She's still recovering from having her sternum broken for the third time. So they could undo all the wires.
Yeah.
I mean, she's only a little thing.
Yeah.
And and she won't be with us this year because she's going to a family wedding, which is a shame.
Yeah,
I do like her being there.
Yeah, of course.
And that's sort of it, really.
Wow.
As I say, I've done my bit. With the posters and everything.
Yeah.
So that's handed on. It's now, Stephen is doing it now. Funnily, it's still this little booklet, but it's a booklet rather than a fold out.
It still
goes in your pocket.
I remember the 40-year one. That was 2 years ago or a year ago. The 40-year anniversary of it.
Yeah, I think it's only 2 years ago.
2 years. Yeah,
Lovely thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And much of it is still very much the same. I think that some of the sides, the Morris sides that used to come down, don't come down any longer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tie up with the the Deptford Jack.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think I've seen them in the parade. Yeah.
Oh. Sure. Yes, they will. Yeah, yeah. We're a smaller Jack.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Deptford Jack always goes out on the 1st of May.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So they don't come down to Hastings when it falls on the Monday.
No.
So some of our guys go up there and bogey with them.
So it's a bit like the fire, the bonfire. We
sort of,
kind of loosely, you know, like we travel. Yeah.
Although if with the bonfire, that if say I don't know, go off to Lewis, you don't take part. You take part in a procession.
Yes.
Don't part with them.
No.
But when we go up to Deptford, we're actually part of it because there might only be 50 people in the procession.
Oh, so you're a really important part of it. Mm.
No road closures, no coppers.
Really?
Yep. And wandering through, when was it? Through Greenwich, down by the Cutty Sark.
Oh my God.
Down and through the Naval College. And somebody went, what is that? What is that?
Hastings,
brilliant. Yeah, and you know, when I cross the road, we use a zebra crossing.
Of course.
Yeah, and
oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and it's basically a pub crawl with them, and they end up
like it's not one here for you.
No, it isn't. No, they're with Deptford. There's I think there's usually about 5 or 6 pubs that they head to. And then they go back to, I can't remember, Hope, which is partly run by Roger, who's a bogey. That's where they go back and sacrifice the jack.
Yeah.
But they also do a straw jack at the end of August.
I was going to say, that's normally at the end of the summer, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So, and then instead of everything being green, it's all yellow and orangey and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But their jack, their straw jack is ridiculously heavy.
Yeah,
oh no. Wow.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack the first time I carried it. No.
So it's a very physical thing that I don't think people appreciate. But when you see those huge, great, what are they?
The giants.
The giants, thank you. Yeah.
There's a lot of balance involved, and if you, there are several sorts of giant. The basic one, or what you call a pole giant, the pole, possibly in a flag harness, or sometimes on a backpack, with a head on the top and some sort of covering.
Yeah, sure.
And then there's others like the jack, which is sort of like a stool with a man in the carrier inside. Like that, sits on the shoulders, and that gives the balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's what they call the Catalan giants, which are phenomenally heavy. A lot of them are carved out of wood. In the Catalan area, they tend to be the carriers. They run in families, and they're quite short and they're very squat.
What the family members?
Because they're kind of developed.
The family members.
Yeah.
I mean, they're two, War and Peace, they're two Sheffield giants that are built like Catalans. They've been down here once, and they take some real cavering, probably only for about 5 minutes at the time.
Oh, wow.
The Thandrew is the really tall one with the whatever. It's quite light.
Yeah.
And then there was a guy, when I first joined, there was a guy called Derek Beans, who had the Hastings giants, and one, I think it was called the Monk. I'm not entirely sure, but he was designed to fold down and fit in the boot of a Yugo.
Stop.
Remember what they were?
Yes. Wow.
The head was carved out of polystyrene. And people were saying, "Well, it's not a proper giant." And Derek just went, "It's big, isn't it?"
Yeah.
It's a giant.
Yeah.
And Derek, for whatever reason, stopped, and the giants disappeared.
Yeah.
And Hannah, who's back out again now, Mark Duncan, took her on.
Yeah.
He found the different bits that had been left around and reconstructed Hannah.
Yeah.
And she's actually quite light. And then there were two giants in Eastbourne.
There used to be a puppet maker over there in Eastbourne. A dedicated puppet maker.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether they're involved in it, but there was, and I believe the female one is in battle. Mm-hmm. She's been resurrected. And then the male one that was, he did have some sort of pagan name, I can't remember what he was supposed to be, he's ended up with the bogies.
Mm. Oh, cool.
He doesn't come out with us, but
he's not Mr. Fishy, is he?
Mr. Fishy.
Yeah, it's Mr. Fishy.
Yes, Mr. Fishy. So he's whatever, so he comes out.
He's got a fish.
And then there's well done for now.
Go
Dennis.
I know. Yay.
Mr. Fishy's out, and then they've Stephen's made another one, which is a monk. And I can't remember, it's got something to do with Battle Abbey, I can't remember the background of it. But so the giants are coming back in again.
I'm really glad the giants.
And there was one year when we took the procession and it went along the seafront and then crossed over and went down behind the Crazy Gulf.
Oh, yeah.
Along
that
part.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the photographs for years, but you've got the sea.
Oh, my God.
The giants. Yeah. There and they just really, really stood out in wonderful photographs.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds gorgeous.
It's a photographer's dream, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're stuck. You're lost for. You've just got to have an awful lot of battery or an awful lot of cards.
It's constant. And we don't mind, even when we stopped. If somebody comes up and said, "Can we take your photograph? Can we take a photograph?"
Always ask.
If somebody starts muscling in there,
No,
there you go.
No,
we ain't having it. As you said, we're all the softer puddings.
Yeah, you are. But it's
you know, we can be quite ferocious.
I think that's what's so lovely. My kids, when they first saw it, they were like, "Oh my God, they're so big! Everyone's so big and so scary looking." but I don't think it's a bad thing, actually. Mm-hmm. For kids to have that, it brings the myths alive.
Small children, I think, are instinctively frightened of oldish men with big beards and everything because the end times gone past, if we weren't actually up to anything good.
No. Also, you'd only have to turn up one eyebrow, and that child is frozen in time. You know, one eyebrow goes up, and the kids go.
And then you get a smile from it.
And then you get a smile.
I was trying that with a smile.
Yeah.
And you know that we go around sort of dabbing green.
Of course, on the nose. Yeah.
Yeah, on the nose anywhere. Wherever. Really, can get at you. Favorite targets are actually photographers.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm standing there.
Yeah.
You're pointing me because I'm green.
It's my turn now.
And there's other things about the whole COVID thing about, you've got to be careful. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, indeed.
So new.
We just got on with it.
Well, it's got a sponge and some greenery.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to spit on it. Got some beer.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's fantastic.
And the other distinction, of course, is that the Jack in the Green is not the Green Man.
No, thank you for that, because I was trying to work out, it's like, so how do we bring this up? Because there's a couple of questions. Is it the Green Man?
No.
And the other thing that, so we can clear that up, that'd be great. And also, people have said, it's a pagan festival.
No.
Thank you. Can you just give us a time? Because we have to.
Right, I think you have to go back possibly to. First of all, the Green Man, as a nature spirit, is found just about worldwide. There's a friend of mine who have seen it on fallen columns in Greece. Most civilizations have got this nature spirit, because if you've ever been into a very thick forest by yourself and just sat there, it's amazing what you start hearing and seeing. I used to do it in Sweden. I lived in northern Sweden for nearly 2 years, and would go out into the forest where even a bird or a twig dropping would go that.
Wow.
So, you know, you've got that. And then you end up with the Industrial Revolution or industrialisation. A lot of people moved in from the countryside to the towns.
Yeah.
And they didn't leave all their beliefs behind or their customs. Mm. And then what started, the chimney sweeps, who
yes,
are
very important.
Aren't very they? Important. They are yeah. part of Jack in the Green. And what they started to do was on the, where are we? La, la, la. The 1st of May is when people traditionally douse their fires, mm-hmm. which meant the sweeps could go back to work.
Yeah, right.
So very riotously, they went around banging shovels and whatever, drinking too much and
getting ready for work.
Yeah, getting ready to go to work the next day. And they started off with a garland, a green garland.
Yeah.
Which grew and grew, yeah. and grew and grew and grew, 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 grew until it covered the man. And there are some, if you research it, there are some garlands that basically they look like a Christmas tree on a bush
yeah.
or on a stick. Yeah. I think our sweeps carry them.
Yeah.
And I believe we also, some of our sweeps are proper sweeps.
Yeah.
Still.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the milkmaids got in on the act.
as women are wont to yeah. do. Yeah.
But what they used to do, they used to have a headdress or sometimes a cart which they would load up with all the valuables, silver mm. and whatever. Now Heather Leach is with us at the front, and if you notice her head, she's got knives and forks and spoons and yeah. Lord knows what else stuck in it. And that's where she's come from. Some have a clown in it. Bob Tipler fulfills yeah, that role now.
He does, yeah.
And then we've got the fat man with the drum. Mm. He's not as fat as the last one, Pete, but what he's supposed to do is, he is a whistle player,
yeah.
A tin whistle yes. player,
yeah.
Is to play it out of tune.
Oh,
yeah, so he's putting it in a. And his red face, red costume represents a soldier.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what other character. Ah, and don't forget Black Sal.
Right.
Black Sal is the Jack's consort.
Oh, okay.
So she's the lady at the front. That's Bryony. No, it's not Bryony Leach now. Bryony, and she has a sort of great big goal, a bunch of flowers, and she teases the Jack. She dances around with him.
Being his consort, she's a
lady. They're sort of husband and wife. So she has a job of keeping all that going, and as some of the bogies are around the Jack, sort of helping him to dance and whatever. Mm. And which makes me think back as to why we got a lot of the younger ones involved, that the Jack was plodding.
Right.
Because of the age of the guys that were inside him.
Sure.
You know, take a 50-year-old out and put a 25-year-old out and put a 25-year-old in.
It's very different story. He's gone. Yeah.
And they put a lot more energy back into it again.
Yeah.
I think that just about covers the characters that I can think of.
So it's not pagan?
Not really.
No.
It's not. And yet, we've given up trying to make the distinction between the two.
Yeah.
If you research it, the green man, or the foliate face, you know, you'll find him in churches, cathedral. Where is it? Rochester Cathedral. We've ever been there. Mm-hmm. And the bosses, they are brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think there's a statue of the Virgin Mary, and I believe that she stands on a green man or a foliate face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, what is paganism?
Mm.
It's
it's nature.
It's a nature religion.
Yeah.
But then Christianity was pagan.
Yeah, exactly.
When it first started.
Yeah.
So do you describe this more as a Hastings?
Second,
do you describe this more as a Hastings tradition? As a
how would you describe it? No. It's a tradition that's, as far as I know, Keith might correct me on this. It's mainly in the southeast of England. Mm-hmm. Sometimes going west. For some reason, it didn't quite happen in the north.
Mm.
Probably because they were too busy working in factories, I don't know. but it's something that came in, it's a tradition that came in from the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these characters added into it. But call it what you like.
Mm.
The thing is, it's inclusive.
Yes.
If you want to believe that it's the green man, go
that's
on.
That's
yeah, great. Yeah. But you know, we're not all up there sort of waving pentacles about and casting spells or anything like that. No. Some might be, but really it's not about that.
But it's about community, isn't it? And everyone getting together and celebrating.
Yeah. Yeah, celebration of spring.
Celebration of spring.
As we say, you know, Jackson represents the spirit of summer. Yeah, yeah, lovely day like this. Yeah, we've slain him.
Absolutely,
It'll rain tomorrow.
Good old British summer.
The way of it.
Yeah.
Alan, you've been an amazing guest.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
Well, I've enjoyed
much.
It. Yeah,
it's, so much.
You know, blathering on for about an hour or more.
Lovely. It's been a fabulous insight into something that we kind of take for granted, don't we, as
people? No. And it constantly needs financial support.
Yeah.
And it's a case, you know, you get asked, what would you do if you won the lottery? Mm. Well, Bonfire, Jack in the Green,
absolutely.
Pirates, Carnival, there's £1 million.
Yeah,
you know,
done.
Use it.
Yeah,
that'll keep you going for a long while. And if it's not supported financially, we'll lose it.
Yeah, exactly. I hear Keith say that a lot, you know, support it, or use it or lose it.
Yeah. It's a free show, you know, stick a couple of quid in a...
Absolutely. Yeah, please take your change out, because when you've got people walking around with the buckets or whatever, you know, or you want to donate, but, you know, ping your card. They need doodly-doos, actually. They need those little doodly-doos. You can just
it's a problem, I think, with hosting,
you've got a terrible signal.
I think Bob Tipler was one of the first to sort of break the mould of actually putting a band on and charging people.
Because
the rest of the time it's free music.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it might be free to you.
But it
relies on goodwill so much.
Sure. But it's also being inclusive.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, what colour you are, or what religion you are, or anything. If you enjoy what's going on,
absolutely. And that's Hastings, isn't it? Hastings of St Leonard's, and we're very happy.
Yeah.
Alan, it's been an absolute...
All right, thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
It's been great.
Thank you so
much.
I'm going to give you a daft to work on.